was a wonderful training session. No, absolutely winded. Oh, Lord. Oh, got my muscles going. I know I'm going to feel it tomorrow. You were in exquisite form today. What? Yeah, of course I know what tomorrow is. How could any of us forget? No, give me that, give me that ladder over there. What? They're for the candles. What did you think I was gonna light? No. What? I like to recover in a nice cushy room. Listen here, just because I am a top-trained athlete doesn't mean I don't like to sit in the lap of luxury. And what? Another match? Why? Well, I mean, possibly. There's a reason to train more, but really, we only have, what, 14-ish hours left before we face each other for the final countdown. And considering one of the two of us isn't going to be able to walk out of that ring alive, I would much rather enjoy our final moments doing literally anything else other than squabbling, fussing, or fighting. What? Sorry. Just the, your sweat. Ah, no, it got on my nose. No, I know you weren't trying to scent me, but Lord, now I got your, oh, that's an intoxicating aroma right there. Yeah, you. So, we know how this is gonna go. You're undefeated in the men's. I'm undefeated in the women's, but no matter how much I train tonight, you still got a good 100 pounds on me. I'm quicker, but you're not too slow yourself. I'm strong, but never gonna be able to really go toe-to-toe with you, though I'll give you hell the entire time. It looks like I'm gonna have to do one thing and one thing only. Oh. What? I'm not trying to kill you. Just trying to do that right there. Yeah, sorry. I know it means you're gonna need a stitch or two. What? Oh, come on. What is it that you think our kind do? We love to leave marks on each other. As I lay there in the ring tomorrow, bleeding out, slowly losing consciousness, you'll have at least one mark to remember me by. Oh, come on. In some societies, that's considered romantic. And look, that's not anger in your eyes. That is pure, unbridled. Okay, all right. No. I won't define how you're feeling. Not to you, but darling, I'm not stupid. I can see, I can smell that you were anything other than angry that I did that to you. And there's my immortality. What? Oh, darling. Baby. I get to be immortal now. You will live on. And I... why would you do... Dang it. No, I'm not mad. I just don't understand why you did it. Oh, Jesus. No, that's gonna be a couple stitches. This was what I mean by you're stronger. Jesus. No. I'd say to heal up, but I'm not winning tomorrow. What? Wait. You're not planning to throw tomorrow, are you? Well, you stinking better not. Yeah, I said you stinking better not throw tomorrow. If you throw tomorrow, they're gonna know and they're gonna think that we were in cahoots with each other, and then I still die, except not as honorable of a death as our people would want. I'd rather go out a gladiator to a gladiator than to go out some cheap chump who got accused of fixing a fight because they were too scared to die. I'm not scared to die. And it means you get to live to fight another day. Hell, this is like the coup de grace for the kingdom, you know. This is how our king makes his money. He sells us out for entertainment. The people are paid to come see it happen. And if you win enough fights, surely after you do this one. And they brought in all these exotic animals and monster people for us to fight, and now they're having men fight women. Like, that is just about as much as you can do. You can't. What are they gonna do next? Have someone fight a baby? I don't know. This is gonna be one of the most viewed fights ever. And they picked us because of our integrity as well as skill. They know we won't throw this fight. And if I win, then you can't do this. You can't do this to me. I'm happy to die for you. This is most likely the fight that'll set you free. And look, you can always look down and remember me. You can always see me right there. And I'll never leave you. I would never want to do that. No. I don't use the dreaded L word. That would mean I feel something that I don't, darling. My eyes betray nothing. You know it all. Now, come on. We have some champagne that my old trainer used to send me. Every time before a fight, he sent me a bottle this time too because he knew, because he's just so sweet. We can sit down together. Maybe we can pop a bottle, go into the sauna, let our muscles relax. Have the doctor give you a nice stitch or two. I'll take about seven. And we can just let the evening pass on. Maybe call in some. No, we'll get a massage in the morning for sure. I have some nice steaks that have been marinating. I can go get them onto a nice grill. We can have a nice baked potato. Oh, goodness. Some Brussels sprouts. Oh, come on. You never had good Brussels sprouts. You can take some soy sauce and F up those pink Himalayan salt. So good. Let me tell you, there's another little country secret. You take yourself just a drop of honey mixed with that soy sauce. Mixed up real, real good. Use it to coat it. The honey will help stick to the Brussels sprout to make that oil seep down into that. Then you bake them. Oh my God, you've never had something that good, I promise you. What? Oh, no, don't worry. I was considering making pasta, but when I make pasta, I don't actually use, well, I hand make noodles if I'm going to use noodles, but most of the time I just use zucchini. Yeah, you can just cut it real fine, turns into little noodles. It's delicious. What? Really? So you're thinking that there's something else I can use to feed you? Well, I was just thinking, I too have kind of a hankering for a different kind of drink tonight. Yeah. One that definitely needs to get shot down the back of my throat. I mean, if it's gonna be my last night on Earth, I think there's no other way to make sure we get a. We need to see the doctors first, though. Let's go get those stitches on, and then I don't mind a different type of training session, since again, it'll be our last night we ever see each other, right? Unless that little fight goes differently. So why don't we do something rather interesting? Yeah, exactly. I was thinking we could go watch the whole John Wick series. I've been obsessed. Oh, you're thinking that we should go get it on. Yes, I picked up on that whole thing the moment you said it. I'm not that thick. Jesus Christ. You know what? Normally, actually, well, I guess there's no way these would be considered normal circumstances. I'd be all over you like white on rice, baby. But you know what? I think that instead of giving in to some carnal desires tonight, I would love nothing more than to just lay down with you. Not in that way. Cuddle you. Watch the stars finish popping up in the sky. Track the moon as it glides over us. Get massages in the morning and then go out in a blaze of glory. Well, if we were to give in tonight, I don't know. I might make sure that tomorrow's round goes a little bit too easily for you. You know what they say? You're not supposed to do that type of thing before you go into battle or a big game, and this is going to be the biggest game. I did exactly what I wanted to do today. I left you with something where you'll never forget the one who put that on your arm. And really, the only thing I ever wanted out of you was something on my finger. No, I didn't want you to cut my finger. You got me. Got you. Okay, no. Sorry, no, I thought maybe you were that thick for a second, but. Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I didn't F around and catch feelings. Partially because we never got to F around. Anyways, let's get on to getting. Let's get over to that doctor because, well, you're running through those towels pretty quickly, and so am I. That was a rather delicious meal, wasn't it? I'm so glad that well, I needed more stitches than you. Told you I would. It's not frequent I get to say I'm right and you're wrong, but when the occasion comes up, it's nice. I know. I'm trying not to think about it. Just enjoy sitting out here, looking at the stars, and you keep those lips to yourself. I am trying as hard. Hard as I can, but you, my darling, you, my dove. I told you earlier I would die for you. You are one of the purest souls I've ever met. You move with such kindness that the world lacks, but. Anyways, why don't we talk about something else rather than you trying to talk me out of whatever's going to happen tomorrow and me trying to talk you out of whatever is going on in that thick head of yours? Yeah. So tell me, what is it? What would be the most perfect night you get with me? Gotcha. Yeah. Smooth. I'll tell you. though I do envision it with you, I would love nothing more than on this nice, rather cool night to be laying on a big fluffy blanket. Though the grass also works for me. Looking up at the stars, your head on my chest, listening to my heartbeat. And as I glide my hands up and down your chest, you can hear my heart betray me as it begins to beat harder. I wouldn't say faster. It becomes that slow thump from when you're holding your breath, trying to hide it. You can feel my skin begin to moisten as it becomes clammy, as it too is just a Benedict freaking Arnold. You can feel him and hear my hands going all over your skin. You can feel those nice soft scritches to your face as I lean down to give you a kiss on your forehead. And you begin to pull me tighter. And I try to direct you back up to the stars. And I pick some random constellation. I'm trying to convince you exists, but it doesn't. Because I'm trying to get my mind off of how incredibly transfixing your eyes can be when I'm staring at them. I can feel my panties begin to have a bit of a problem as all those juices start flowing, and my body is again proven to be my worst enemy as you feel my nipples getting harder, brushing underneath my shirt, but still you can feel them as your head turns up towards me and pull me down ever so slightly. So we are face to face. And now those traitor nipples are pushing up against your chest. And I can feel your nice, hot, warm breath on my face. My nails gently gliding up your back. As you pull me tighter and I grip you harder, those nails touching the back of your neck. As you feel my lips trace down to meet them on the side. And you do exactly that, turning your head towards me for that nice, delicious kiss. Now my heart's beating faster and yours too as they begin to join in that nice beat together, realizing there's no hiding this. Feel all the hairs on my body begin to stand up as I want you to do nothing more than to rip these clothes off of my body as I begin to feel my fingers want to return that favor. But we keep it at bay a little bit longer. It's almost like an emotional edging, if you will. Eyes dilating, staring into each other's pupils. Almost like this sexual staring contest as I feel the saliva building up in my mouth, wanting to join with yours and have my tongue taste yours. I can feel my lips beginning to plump, my cheeks beginning to flush as blood is just rushing to my head, trying to tell me to give in to those hormones that are pumping oh so, so, so damn near violently in my veins. I want nothing more than to climb on top of you, sink that cock of yours down deep inside of me, feel you thrust and throb and pound me until your head of your cock is hitting my G-spot on the inside. Feel myself clamped down on you so tight you can't even really pull it out. Effectively knotting myself with your cock. But again, not giving in to those wishes and desires, instead just letting it build up where my legs, my thighs are just rubbing against yours like a grasshopper trying to make sweet, sweet music, begging you to make sweet, sweet love to me, but keep pushing you off ever so slightly, because again, I should be good, but it's honestly less that I want to be good, and it's more that I just enjoy this moment of knowing how badly you want me and expressing without words how incredibly sexy I find you to be, and I need you and I want you, and waiting for that moment of animalistic, I don't know the word for it, where we just lose it and we can't help it. We have to just absolutely rip into each other, just grunts and growls. No thoughts, no describing what we're doing, just absolutely purring into each other's ear, growling as we rip at each other's flesh with our teeth, marking each other and knowing that, not even thinking it, there's no cognizant thoughts. Just our animalistic natures have taken over. And when we're done, feeling so satisfied, legs jellified, struggling to catch our breath, and the adrenaline coming down so hard that we wouldn't be able to defend ourselves if a stiff wind came along. Melting into each other and becoming so tired that we both just drift off to sleep underneath those, what's left of those stars, leaving only the sun to see our sins as it comes up in the morning. That. If I could choose how to spend tonight, knowing that there'd be plenty of time to spend the rest of my life with you, that would be the night. Easy enough, right? Sounds plain and simple. Oh, look at you. I can tell that you're, looks like your pulse is just absolutely, look at your veins just bulging. I'm guessing you too find it to be, a little sexy. Well, unfortunately, I had to. Sometimes things are called fantasy because they'll just never happen. Some of us are just not meant for it. No, silly, I'm not talking about you. Me. If you liked that little tidbit, I want you to go out there once I'm gone. Tomorrow. I don't want you to mourn me for a moment. I want you to go out there and live your life and get exactly that better. Better. I want you to take that and improve upon it. Do things with it that I never would have been able to dream up. Damn sure experience. No. I don't want to go out having to experience something of pure joy, knowing that I'll never have it again. I would rather take the thing that I'm dreaming of, articulate it, know that it's possible, and know that someone else can achieve it if I can't. No, don't try to convince me otherwise. Please, I promise, I beg. This is for you. And I promise you. As close as we've gotten, as friendly as we've gotten, and as real as this feels, I'm not the love of your life. I'm just the love of your now. And that is still the greatest honor I could ever achieve. I want you to go out and find someone who is going to absolutely make your heart stop the way you've made mine, the way you think I've made yours. Except it'll be 10 times better when it happens, and I want you to have that night. Oh, great. Sounds like the guards have found us, or rather that we're missing. We better get back to our quarters. Least they decide that we're trying to run away. We don't need that scandal.